Janmashtami Utsav 2010, Part 2. Continuation of the translation of Sri Gopal Sahasranam. Sri Gopal is ever ready to increase the good fortune of others. He is a great magician, and he destroyed the demon Taraka. Gopal protects the demigods, and he chastises the Maricha demon. He is very dear to Vishwamrita Muni. He is fully self-controlled, and Sri Gopal keeps the universe in his belly at the time of Pralaya destruction. Sri Gopal has lotus eyes, and he destroyed Ravana's family and blessed Vibhishana. Sri Gopal pleases Mother Sita, and he accepts many blissful forms. Sri Gopal is a great warrior who built a bridge in the ocean. He killed Kara and Dushana, and he is the lord of Ayodhya. The husband of Chandravali, and Gopal enjoys banks on the Yamuna. He killed Keshi and Kamsa. He is immortal. He is the husband of Lakshmi. And Gopal is very fond of drinking the honey from the lotus face of Madhavi Radha. Madhvi Madhviko Madhavi Vibhu. Sri Gopal is very playful, and he intoxicates everyone with the sound of his flute. And he's very sweet and powerful. Sri Gopal wanders in the forest of Munchatavi. He killed Dainakasura. He's the son of Dara. Sri Gopal is Vamshivat Pihari. He enjoys pastimes in Vamshivat. He takes shelter in the forest around Govardhan. Govardhan Vanashraya. Sri Gopal wanders in Talavan, and he killed Shankasura to make Bandiravan free. He destroyed Trinavarta, and he's the husband of the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Radha. For Sri Gopal, Radha is as dear as his own life, Radha Pran Samo Radha. He's attached like a bumblebee to the lotus face of Sri Radha. Vadanabja Madhubrata. He is a giver of pleasure to all the gopis, Gopiranjana, and he is worshipped by the lotus flowers of Sri Radha. Sri Gopal collected a bunch of lotus flowers to enjoy a particular pastime, and he is pleased with the Gopika Priti Ranjana, the gopis' love and affection, and Sri Gopal is very passionate. He pleases the minds of his devotees with his dealings. Sri Gopal is the object of the devotees' delight. He is very influential, and he kills wrestlers like Chanura. Because of his unlimited divine qualities, Sri Gopal charms the hearts of everyone. He is a worshipable lord of Shiva. Sri Gopal is a primeval lord. He's poetic. He is Narada and the sage Devala. He is approached by the demigods. He is frightening to the demons. And Sri Gopal is a divine child and has a face as beautiful as a lotus flower, Mukh Ambuja. Sri Gopal accepted the form of aquatics. He's known only by the Vedas, and he witnesses everything. Yet he's indifferent. He gives blessings to the devotees. He is the introspective sage, the greatest, and the very form of Govardhan Hill. Sri Gopal lives in a village, and he's very dear to the river and the wind. Sri Gopal is he whose navel a lotus sprouted. He is the leader of the demigods and the source of the universe and the ultimate destroyer. He decorated the head of Kaliya with his beautiful footprint. He is the protector of the cows. The coward men and women. He is the lord of the human race, the controller of the planets, and Sri Gopal eagerly accepts his devotees' offerings. Sri Gopal is the shelter of all living entities, the director of the demigods, the role model of the three worlds, the king of the Yadu dynasty, the king of Dwarka. He's very dear to Mathura, and he personally took the responsibility to diminish the burden of the earth. Gopal dances like a bumblebee, Brahmara Kuntali Kunti. He has curly hair and he's the protector of Kunti's sons. He is the object of all sacrifices, Mahamaki. The bestower of boons to Yamuna, Yamuna Varadatta, and the giver of benedictions to the sage Kashyap. Shankachuda Vado. Sri Gopal killed the demon Shankachuda. He's tied around the belly by a rope, and he's Gopi Rakshana. He always protects the gopis and carries a conch named Panchajanya. He is the indwelling super soul, and he likes to wander around Mathura, Vrindavan, and Gokul. He was born in the forest of Braj, and he is always victorious at all times and all places. Gopal is a friend of Arjuna and the very form of Arjuna, and a killer of Virata. He is the beloved lord of Rukmini and fulfills the desires of his queen Satyabhama in Dwaraka. Sri Gopal is a wish-fulfilling tree, the bestower of fruits like a tree, and the giver of the highest form of liberation, Braja Prem Seva. Vrindavan Vas. Gopal bears various marks on the bottom of his feet, such as Ankush, elephant goad. He is the lord of the earth, the source of everything. He induces the living entities to accept various bodies. He bewilders the whole world by his illusory energy, Maya, and he destroys the devotee's material distress. O Gopal is a simple-hearted, eternal valiant. Born in the Yadu dynasty, he is all auspicious, greatly effulgent, the source of all power. He removes the distress of those who meditate on him. And Gopal kills the demons, and he's the master of all. Sri Gopal is a proprietor of vast, unlimited wealth. He's the greatest hero, and decorated with forest garlands and tulsi leaves, and he killed Jalandhara. He's supremely powerful, radiant as the sun. He illuminates the entire world, and he's worshipped by the whole world. The form of the sun, which dissipates darkness of ignorance, is Gopal, and he is a giver of liberation to his devotees. And that same Gopal assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmin, and he is also the form of Agni. Sri Gopal destroys the pride of demons. He is Garuda. He is the elder brother of Garuda. And Gopal is Gopinath, the lord of the gopis. Mahinath, the supreme master, Brindanath, the lord of Vrindavan. And he is the lord who removes his devotees' sorrow. He created the material world. He produced the five elements. And Gopal is the form of the creepers of Braj. Gopal is a form of the trees of Braj. He's the lord of the cows, the personified Ganga and Yamuna and Godavari. And he carries a stick to punish sinful people. Sri Gopal is the river Kaveri, Narmada, Tapi, Gandaki, Saraju. He is the mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, the origin of everything. And Sri Gopal is the observer of everything. Sri Gopal is as sweet as nectar. Sudamayo Amrita. He's very dear to the 64 yoginis, all auspicious, most intelligent, best among the intelligentsia, all pervading, always victorious, and the husband of Shachi. Vamshi, Vamshadaro Loko. Sri Gopal always carries a flute, and he plays it, and glances mercifully upon the world. He destroys illusion and is expert in imitating the language of others. He is omniscient, the preacher of the Vedas. Yet he assumes the form of a child, and his complexion is dark blue like a rain cloud. Sri Gopal is the benefactor of his devotees, punishes the wicked. He made a bridge with the help of Nala and Nila, empowered Hanuman to cross the ocean. He carries a plow, and he is the Lord who delivers his devotees from the material ocean. Gopal is a Paramahamsa, he rides in the back of a swan and controls the universe. Mohini Mohana Mai. Sri Gopal enchants Mohini Avatar. He controls the world, he's the proprietor of Maya, expert at performing the greatest sacrifices. And Sri Gopal fulfills the desires of his devotees. He delivers the earth by defeating demons. He is Kala, the time factor, and destroyed the pride of Kaliya. Kubja Bhagya Prado. Gopal increased Kubja's good fortune. He is the almighty, powerful hero. He killed the washerman of Kamsa. He is very sweet. He is a form of Varuna. He is a supreme ruler. And he assumed forms like a fish. And in the form of Shiva, he held Ganga upon his head. Gopal destroys the threefold miseries. And he nullifies all sinful reactions, resides in Vaikuntha. He is the supreme father of all. He carries a sword in his hand. He's very compassionate. And Gopal looks more beautiful when he's in the company of Sri Radha. Radha Ramana Sundara. Radha Ramana Sundara. Dvadasharanya Sambhogi. Sri Gopal enjoys pastimes in the 12 forests of Braj. He rests on the hoods of Anantashesha. He's extremely charming, has a bluish-black bodily hue. He awards happiness and wealth to everyone as the husband of Lakshmi. He's the source of all wealth, and he's expert in all fields and all actions. Gopal kills the miscreants. He is a form of Shiva, and he resides in the hearts of all living entities. He's the best of humans, archers, the enchanter of the gopis' hearts, the origin of everything, and the deliverer of the entire world. Gopali Chittaharta. Adidev, he is the original Dev, the original demigod, the oldest personality, and the lord of the demigods. He is Gauri Guru, the guru and husband of Parvati. But he has no shelter, because he, Gopal Dev, is the ultimate shelter of everyone and everything. Gopal is saintly, sadur, a madur vidur, and he is as sweet as honey and as cooling as a moon. He sustains the universe, protects everyone, and is never proud and arrogant. Gopal's hair is as black as a black bumblebee. He is the form of Hayagriva and Balaram, and he kills Duvita demon. He resides in Brajadam. He is a shelter of Vrindavan, and he enjoys pastimes in Vrindavan. He's the hero of Vrindavan, and Gopal is always fixed in his determination, and he's a great sage, Mahamuni, the greatest Muni. Gopal knows the value of the Shamantaka jewel, and he's most wise. He destroys all impediments. Vigna Vigataka. He is a form of Govardhan Hill. He is always increasing and is fond of enhancing his opulence. He is fit to be worshipped by everyone. He increases the glories of the world. He expanded his dwarf Vamana form. He is happy to make everyone prosperous. Gopal possesses a face that is dear to everyone, Sumukha Priya. He grew up by drinking Yashoda's breast milk. He possesses perfect knowledge and is the oldest personality. And he's very dear to the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Vrindaraka Jana Priya. Gopal Ramani Bharata. He's the maintainer of the gopis, the killer of Sambhakusta, the kidnapper of Rukmini. And he's full of ecstatic love. He's a lover of his devotees. Sri Gopal is the proprietor of all fortune, the nourisher of the world. He assumes the form of the human beings. He is the super soul of all. He's very powerful. He belongs to all categories, is the master of human beings. Gopal inaugurated the renounced order of life, and he is the best of the sages. And he is Dattatreya. Sri Gopal incarnated as Vyasadeva. He resides in the water. He's fully transcendental. He's most enchanting. And he arranges the process of fruitive activities as Manu. Gopal is the form of liberation. He's full of auspiciousness. Gopal is personified bliss, all beneficial, the origin of all, the source of everything. And Gopal is the benefactor of everyone. He is the personification of auspiciousness. He's most sacred. He's the supreme teacher, adored by all. The killer of Meghanad, the benefactor of the Brahmanas. And Gopal can deliver Udara Karna Shama. He's full of compassion and can deliver all the fallen souls. Krishna Kamala Patraksha. Sri Gopal is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. He has eyes like lotus petals. Krishna Kamala Lochana, Krishna Kami Sada Krishna, Samasta Priya Karaka. Krishna Gopal has lotus eyes. Krishna Gopal is all attractive, blackish, and fulfills the desires of everyone. Krishna Gopal is always the Supreme Lord and very dear to everyone. Sri Gopal is always full of transcendental bliss. He's the personification of ecstasy. He bewilders the non-devotees and increases the happiness of the devotees. He is worshipped by the songs. He enjoys pastimes in this world. Befriends the cowards and devotees. He's always eager to dance with the gopis. He accepts the butter that's offered by the coward women and enjoys the company of the gopis. He is dressed as a coward boy. Lives in Goloka and always protects his devotees. Sri Gopal is worshipped with Gugul incense. He destroys Kamadev. He is a form of the supplementary Vedas. Gopal is a banyan and the people tree, expert at yajna, and kills uncivilized beings. He destroys Kalaharta. destroys the time factor, and he increases the fame of Yashoda. He is the fame of Yashoda. Sri Gopal is Achyuta, infallible. Keshava, Vishnu. He's the master of the demigods, all-pervading. The remover of his devotees' distress, and he's always truthful and ready to please his devotees. Gopal is the abode of liberation, the shelter of the living entities. Fond of enjoying pastimes, Gopal has a bluish body, color, and is attained only by bhakti, bhakti parayana. Sri Gopal is Janaki Vallabha, the beloved of Sita, and he's Ram, and he's the resting place of all moving and non-moving beings, destroyer of obstacles, Vignanashana. He illuminates the world in the form of the sun, he's ray effulgent, possesses unlimited bodily strength, and he's a source of water. Sri Gopal is as vast and fathomless as the ocean. He incarnated as Kormadev. He pervades the universe. He is a source of all rivers, the giver of pleasure to the inhabitants of Gokul, and is always fixed in his words. Sri Gopal is the resting place of saintly persons, his compassion personified, always resides in the hearts of the devotees, carries a bow in his hands, is a form of Govardhan Hill, is as great as a mountain, always present where the devotees glorify him. He is the object of glorification and very dear to the Brahmanas. Sri Gopal's deeds are praiseworthy, the giver of fruits to everyone. He composed the Ramayana as Valmiki. He pervades everything like the sky. He is transcendental, illuminates everything. He's fit to be glorified. He's always unchangeable, and he destroys the worldly fear of his devotees. Sri Gopal is the good fortune of Parvati, the friend of all living entities. He is fond of enjoying the company of Lakshmi. He is attached to enjoy transcendental pastimes. Very brave, he owns everything, is very proud, and his eyes are full of confidence. Sri Gopal is the enemy of the Mora demon, the preacher of Varnashram Dharma, the life and soul of all living entities. Gopal is the time factor that takes away everyone's life. Gopal is Yamaraj, and the controller of Yamaraj. And Gopal appreciates his devotees' activities. He is a chastiser of Yamaraj and acknowledges his devotees' endeavor. Vamsuli, Pamsuli, Pamsu. Sri Gopal is a flute player and he attracts the minds of the most chaste ladies. He destroys those who oppose devotees. He is omniscient and dear to Arjuna and decorated with a Vaijayanti garland. He is charming and Gopal wears a garland of lotus flowers. Gopal has lotus eyes. He is supremely worshipable, expert in everything. He is a well-wishing tree, the master of all. The crest jewel is effulgent as the sun. He resides in Kedarnath and Badrik Ashram. He is fond in staying in Badri Forest. He's Vyasadeva and divided the Vedas. He's a son of Satyavati, the killer of the demons who oppose the demigods. And Gopal is as sweet as nectar and the bestower of unlimited happiness. Suta Sindur Vidudaya. Sri Gopal Deva Ki Jai. This concludes part 2 of Gopal Sahasranam.